a radio show host called Paul Gallant.
It's the Paul Gallant Show.
Pauly G Show. He's the best in Houston.
Houston's most interactive sports talk show.
Hey, how's it going, Paul?
Oh, what's good, my man?
How you doing, Paul?
What are you doing, Paul?
Join the conversation by dialing or texting 713-780-3776.
I love the show. Y'all keep it up.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The most interactive sports talk show in Houston on Tuesday, April 1st, also known as April Fool's Day. The Astros are 2-2 to open up their 2025 campaign. They play the Giants tonight at Daikin Park, at the Igloo, at the Icebox, with Hayden Wesneski on the mound against the Giants, Logan Webb. Webb is the Giants' best pitcher. He is, I think, their ace, coming off of a 13-10 year last year with a 3.47 ERA.
He's an ace in the sense that he is their ace.
Right.
He's their number one starter. I don't know if he's ace, but he's good. He's a good pitcher.
Allowed an ERA of 5.4. After one start this year.
Oh, okay. So he's had a rough outing already.
Right. To a degree.
Blood in the water, Astros.
It was close to a quality start. 5 innings pitched, 6 hits, 3 earned runs, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts.
That's not a great start, but it's not terrible.
At this point, the Astros, you got to take what you can get.
Oh, if the Astros get 6 hits tonight, come on.
That would be...
Six hits, 3 runs, and 5 innings?
That would be...
If we're starting the 6th inning and they have 3 runs already on the board, I mean, what more could you ask for, Paul?
Well, more than that, but beggars can't be choosers.
What?
Because the Astros have scored 6 runs not once this year.
No, sure.
They have 8 runs in 4 games. They have had more than 6 hits just once this year. 7 hits opening day, 3 hits on Friday. It was on Apple TV, so some people couldn't watch it. 5 hits on Saturday. They won. 3 hits last night against Jordan Hicks and Giants pitching. 3 hits and 3 walks. They did at least finally get some runs with runners in scoring position. Isak Paredes had a double, drove in a pair. This was a frustrating game last night because the Astros' supposed approach at the plate this year of patience, they went away from it against Jordan Hicks, who, to his credit, was painting the corners. He had a really nice night last night. Perhaps he felt a little bit more motivated given that he was pitching in his hometown. 72 pitches to get through 6 innings. I mean, that's not many, you know? That's a pretty light workload.
That's like pretty, yeah. And especially for a team, the hitting team that has tried to emphasize taking pitches.
Taking pitches, being patient, drawing out longer at bats.
Didn't really work like that.
At least Isak Paredes is doing that side of things. But yeah, you saw some one pitch at bats for Jose Altuve. This offense has 8 runs in 4 games. They are 3-for-23 with runners in scoring position. They have left 25 men on base. They have just 3 extra base hits. Their on base percentage, 26th. They have 0 steals, tied for last. 28th in batting average. 28th in runs scored. 8 runs in 4 games. That's 2 runs a game. 29th in OPS. 30th in slugging. 30th in home runs. So there's no power. There's no runs. There's no hits. Ugh. So at what point, if this continues, do we start to freak out? That's all I'm asking. Because I'm not doing it yet. Diamond hands. But this is definitely a discouraging start, considering this lineup, because it did not feel good about itself going into the year, moved Jose Altuve, who played second base last night, to left field, and Cam Smith, who had never played above double A before, to right field, which also he has never played. I mean, you're doing some desperate stuff, and the results are not there yet.
You're trading offense for defense.
Ugh.
And, you know, well, to be fair, the one guy that they're trading offense for defense for is Jose Altuve, who's by far the best hitter on the team. So that's a success. On offense, that's a success. Everything else, though, bad on offense, especially when you are saying, hey, we're going to not worry about defense in the outfield to get the best offense on the field, and this is what's happening.
158 games left, says GD Mofos. Okay. Okay. Fine. But at what point, when that number continues to dwindle, do we get to a point where we're like, ah, God, this is bad. This is terrible. We're not there yet. We're not there yet.
It's just frustrating. Like, I'm not worried. I'm not upset. I'm not panicking. It is just frustrating to turn on the TV the first four nights of the season. And when the Giants score five runs, I'm like, whoa. This thing's
over. It's over.
This is not happening.
That's how I felt. And then Rafael Montero comes in the game, and I'm thinking to myself, well, maybe this is a different Rafael Montero. Yeah. Up two runs immediately. Okay, well, at least I could change to the Rockets-Lakers game. From the 2-8-1, we lost two of our best players. We have a rookie 22-year-old. Center fielder can't hit. Altuve's getting older. Jeremy Pena's going to hit 250. It is what it is. We won't be good this year. Wake up. Terrible bullpen also. Hey, we're just talking about the offense today.
Yeah.
Okay,
hey,
bud?
Take it easy. Also, that center fielder that can't hit's your second best hitter, all right?
Yeah, Jake Myers is your second best hitter right now. Yikes. From the 8-3-2, just play the rest of the season on the road. I mean, that also is, you know, one of the things that we will do as we bargain with why the Astros are not doing so well. Oh, that's the Minute Maid / Daikin Park batter's eye doesn't work. It's too dark. Or it's too black. We can't handle this. I mean, that will come. There will be a day where there will be an article written about the batter's eye, which did change going into this year, but it was supposed to make things better for the Astros. Like, they had them in mind. You have black ivy in the wall, you know? Like, that is literally, it's an eyesore. It's literally done to help the hitters out.
Spray-painted plants.
Yeah.
I don't know if they actually did that.
It's probably fake plants. Because I would assume spray-painting plants would kill them.
I didn't
go to Texas agriculture and mining.
An Aggie, let us know. It would be funny if the Astros stunk it up the next 2 days on offense. Again, maybe even win them, because they have stunk and they're 2-2 on offense. But then they go to Minnesota on Friday and they scored 15 runs. Just the first road game, they just score a million runs.
If they score 15 tonight, World Series? Question mark?
Okay.
I mean, that is how we do it on this show. We overreact to everything. But we are not overreacting right now. We're just asking
at what point
is it acceptable for us baseball casuals to overreact?
Just asking questions.
From the 2-8-1, just last season, the Astros were garbage for a lot longer than the first four games. Glass half full, they took 2 of 3 from a good Mets team. Well, I don't know if it's a good Mets team. The Mets, like the Astros last year, had a very slow start. They are paying a lot of money.
Yeah. They've made a run in the playoffs. They're okay. They're good.
They spend 90% of their revenue on baseball.
Yeah.
Shout out to the Mets.
Congrats to those guys.
They actually try. You know, more teams should do that. Key from L.A., who is a Dodgers fan. The Astros' only hope is to try and outdo the Yankees and make a super torpedo bat. Ooh, we're going to have a Cold War of sorts, an arms race between bats, between the great American League powers. That could be fun.
Yeah.
And we're hiding under our desks because we're terrified that a torpedo bat might fly into outer space and come into the classroom and take out Miss Williams.
Yeah. That you just hear a smack and then a
crack
teacher.
And a scream.
Everyone get down. Everyone get down. A baseball comes flying through the window. Mm-hmm. That was from Jazz Chisholm.
Be a perfect
time. When will this war end?
perfect time. Yeah, when will this war end? It'd be perfect time to have a guy nicknamed the Cuban Missile Crisis, like Yordan Alvarez, and that is his nickname going forward. No ifs, ands, or buts about it.
I do wonder if you can just make like mega torpedo bat. Like, can they walk up there with like a paddle? Because like, hey,
no,
that's all barrel. That's all barrel.
You can't do that.
We're making the barrel as big as possible.
But listen, you get an extra torpedo bat. You know what's going to happen? Torpedoed runs outside of Daikin Park. How about
fire when ready?
Yeah, it's the new Death Star. Screw it. If the Yankees are doing it, just find a better version of it. Clearly, there's no process of getting this approved by baseball. There's clearly no process. The Astros can't get dinged because the Yankees were the first team to do it.
Three words for you. Corked torpedo bat.
Ooh,
there we go.
Let's go.
There we go.
Hell yeah.
Isak Paredes, all you have to do is make contact, and that thing's going into the Crawford boxes.
So we've been dumping on the Astros offense. We do have to give, though, some moments from this Astros season a little bit of credit. Let's remember the one home run by the Houston Astros to this point this year.
2-2. Hit well. Right field. Kyle Tucker. First homer as a Cub. And they have the lead. It is 3-1. No doubter to right for number 30.
Well, you know, it's just a matter of time. And we talk about the irrelevance of spring training statistics and performance. And he really scuffled throughout spring training. But the lights are on. It's time to go. And he's going.
Ah, rats. I forgot. Kyle Tucker's a Cub now.
And that extra shot of spring training stats don't matter. All these guys that were awesome in spring training are all hitting 100.
Well, let's take a look at Kyle Tucker's stats for the 2025 season. Oh, he's hitting 323. Three homers, which is tied for third. 10 runs batted in. That's tied for second. A 1.142 OPS. Okay.
He's played more games, though.
He has
played a lot more games.
He has 8 hits in his last 3 games. That's as many hits as the Astros have all year.
Well, you know.
They have played more games, but, I mean.
No, but then you said the last 3 games.
Last 3 games, he has as many hits as
bad.
The Astros.
No, the only shred I have is that he's played more games than the Astros.
Well, okay. Our ex-Kyle Tucker is looking pretty good. How about Alex Bregman stats? 25.
All I saw is him fall on his face.
I did.
I'm like, you know what? That's why you didn't get a better contract from the Astros. That's why they didn't negotiate.
Bregman, in 5 games this season, has 5 hits. The Astros have 8 all season. Also, Bregman is in the midst of a 4-game hitting streak for the Boston.
Hey, Boston. The Astros have a 4-game hitting streak too, all right? They've gotten to hit every game they've played.
That is true, Sean. That is true. By the way, he went viral, Alex Bregman did, for diving for a ball and bleeding. This is how it was described by Grok on X. Grok is the artificial intelligence for Twitter. During a recent Major League Baseball game, Houston Astros third baseman Alex Bregman made a significant play by diving for a ground ball, resulting in a face-first slide into the dirt. Artificial intelligence is still so bad at basic sports information. The picture is of Alex Bregman wearing a Red Sox uniform with his nose caught in the ground, which, gotta add, that's very unfortunate. That's a nose gets stuck in the ground for a certain, you know, group of people. Just a very unfortunate photo. Please respect Alex Bregman's nose, his privacy, and his religion at this time. Okay, guys? Not cool, the amount of jokes being made about Alex Bregman being caught by the infield dirt because of that. That's not cool, okay?
Guys.
Not cool.
Grok disapproves.
Not funny. Grok does disapprove of that. But this was described, Sean, as a playful faceplant by artificial intelligence. Alex Bregman's playful faceplant
Houston Astros third baseman Alex Bregman made a significant play by diving for a ground ball, resulting in a face-first slide into the dirt. The incident has sparked widespread discussion among fans and observers who have praised Bregman's dedication to the game while also expressing concern over potential injuries such as facial damage or a concussion. What, because he's got a big nose? That's so racist! There's speculation that Bregman might be placed on the injured list due to face discomfort following the play because he's bleeding.
That's an Astros fan making a discomfort joke. Hey, Alex Bregman's still an Astro in our heart. And in Grok's robot heart.
Perhaps robots can feel. This is at the end of Terminator 2.
I know now why you cry.
Yeah.
So there you go, guys.
That's Grok giving us the thumbs up as he falls into the whatever that was.
I do like the spin zone on the text line. Cam Smith, his on-base percentage, .364. Well, if that was batting average, that'd be really good.
There we go.
I will say he's been patient at the plate. Cam Smith does not look like it's too big for him. Unfortunately, most Astros right now are struggling at the plate. And I don't think it's completely crazy to be starting to panic. I am not. Sean is not.
No.
And I'm also not going to go straight to blaming Joe Spada or Alex Cintron, the Astros hitting coach, like many are right now. A lot of people are doing that.
I mean, Cintron's is first The players are first. But, you know, the hey, you better watch out list. And Cintron, again, four games, still early.
Still very
but
early.
After last year, too, I don't know, Cintron. We're just keeping an eye on things, and yeah, every hitter on the Astros has some like, well, if you look at this, you know, hey, his on base is good. Hey, his Christian Walker is hitting the ball hard,
right,
straight into guys' gloves. There's a bright side on all these guys. It's just at the end of the day, you got to score runs. Like they just need to actually convert to real life good baseball.
Right you are, Sean. The Astros need to score runs.
Good baseball. That's what I want. Good baseball.
It starts tonight. Today could be the greatest day of the Houston Astros' lives. It's all about taking that mindset into tonight's game against the San Francisco Giants. Speaking of the Giants, on the other side, there was something noticeably absent from Daikin Park last night. And I'm disappointed because if anyone is owed something by the Houston Astros, it's this guy. What am I talking about? You'll find out on the other side. It's the Paul Gallant Show, the most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stay put.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
We do have some breaking Astros news. It looks like the Astros are looking at themselves in the mirror at 2-2, and they realized they had to make a change because they have made a trade. Is this trade a result of their slow start offensively? You could make that case if you really wanted to. But here's the big news, and let me tell you, this is some of the biggest Astros news that I've seen this year. Because we're talking about a trade. And is it on the level of a Kyle Tucker trade? No.
Not quite there.
Is it on the level of Alex Bregman signing with another team? No.
No.
It's not quite there.
Not really.
But Sean, actions have consequences. Which is why the Astros say... sentiments. I can't do this with a straight face. Damn it. They traded Edinson Batista to the Toronto Blue Jays for Nick Robertson. I don't know who either of these guys are, so I'm sorry for doing that to everybody.
At first I thought this was maybe Nick Anderson, a guy I've heard of.
Yep.
Or David Robertson,
nope,
another relief pitcher I've heard of. It is neither. It is Nick Robertson from the Blue Jays in exchange for minor league righty.
Ensign Batista. Ensign yes. Batista, pour
Not
one
Edison.
Out.
Yeah.
How long will we mourn you? We'll mourn you forever. But listen, a 2-2 start with the Astros offense struggling. Makes sense that the Astros would trade a minor league pitcher for Nick Robertson. By the way, Christian Javier was moved to the 60-day injured list for those who were hoping that he might be back
in the
next couple
months.
Of weeks, which was literally no one. But there you go.
Yeah. It's tough because last night...
huge trade.
Last night I did buy my City Connect Bautista jersey. So that's just bad luck that I got my Edison Bautista jersey right before he got traded.
But I'm going to go get my Nick Robertson Space City jersey tonight at Daikin Park. I'll also probably buy one of the Minute Maid Park oranges. Only $500 for a full orange.
Yeah. That trip will only cost you like $700 to get those two things.
I wonder if they've been sold out by the end of the homestand. By the way, I think a really low-class move by the Astros last night. You know, it's not just that they subjected us to two half innings of their marketing manager blabbing about promotions coming up at Minute Maid / now Daikin Park. That's going to take me some time to... Jeff Blum. I get it. Jeff Blum's apparently said Minute Maid Park 6 times already this year. Julie Morales only once, if you're keeping tabs. There's only been 2 games, so that's not great.
Yeah, they've only had 2 broadcasts.
Space City Home Network call, but I've screwed up myself. But last night, not only were we forced to listen to that marketing manager talk, we also had to deal with the Astros not giving Justin Verlander a tribute video. And honestly, I think that's insulting and wrong. I mean, I literally loved the photo of Jose Altuve standing on second base talking with Justin Verlander. I literally loved it. And Justin Verlander literally loves Jose Altuve. And Jose Altuve literally loves Justin Verlander. But where's the Houston Astros' literal love for Justin Verlander? Where is it? No tribute video? We get it. He had a tribute video when he came back with the Mets against the Astros in 2023. But now he's back with the Giants. Where's the tribute video? We also learned yesterday, courtesy of a couple of pieces about Justin Verlander, one in The Athletic from Chandler Rowe, Matt Kawahara of The Chronicle also reported that Justin Verlander talked with Jim Crane, quote, a lot, end quote, this offseason. And, quote, there was interest, end quote, in a potential reunion. But the Giants, quote, came after me hard, end quote. And Jim Crane told Verlander, quote, we're not even in a place to make an offer right now, end quote. Verlander said he, quote, appreciated the candidness. So the Astros were thinking about bringing Verlander back and potentially bringing Verlander back this season. Not off the table. We'll see how things go. Wouldn't that be funny? I honestly want them to trade for Verlander again because it would be funny. But I also need a tribute video for Justin Verlander either tonight or tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, got to start whipping that one up.
Come on, Astros. Don't you have class?
Yeah.
Justin Verlander deserves another tribute video. One tribute video for each World Series he won.
And a guy who, I mean, I don't know how likely it is, but he has been asked the question, which hat does he think he'll wear into Cooperstown? And he does not know.
Yep.
There's a chance that he is a Houston Astro Hall of Famer, immortalized forever in Cooperstown. And
this is how you grease the skids.
He's only going to get one tribute video.
That's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
It's so messed up.
I mean, I bet now they're not even going to give Kyle Tucker a tribute video or Alex Bregman a tribute video.
No, I mean, they have to stay consistent. All these guys that left after last year's team, they're not getting it. Justin Verlander, 2-time Cy Young winner for the Astros, Justin Verlander can get it.
We're only one game into the series. They could do it tonight.
They could.
Do it.
They could.
Tomorrow and hopefully, afternoon.
Hopefully we're putting public pressure on the Houston Astros.
Do the right thing.
Yeah. Game ops. Get cracking on that.
Because it's wrong to not give Justin Verlander a second tribute video. It's 2025. Even if Verlander's in his 40s, that doesn't mean he's above tribute video culture.
No.
Tribute videos are an important part of life, you know?
Yes.
I mean, as someone who didn't get a tribute video from the Texans flagship when I got fired and, you know, started competing against them, like, where was my tribute video? Yeah. I didn't get one. And I, as someone who needed that tribute video at a difficult time in my life, I think Justin Verlander also needs that tribute video at a difficult time in his life, playing for a team like the Giants. That's tough. It's tough to go from a dynasty to, liberal San Francisco. So, you know, you got the homeless people everywhere, and there's the poop in the streets, and then there's the trash everywhere, you know? Like, I don't think that Xi Jinping is visiting anytime soon, so they're not going to clean up the city for 5 minutes before letting it fall back into squalor. So he's stuck there, and now he's back, and he didn't even get a tribute video last night. Wrong. Virginia Bunweed says on Twitch they should give Lance McCullers a tribute video. I agree. When Lance McCullers has his first start with the Astros, which is coming, he had a rehab start and he felt really good over the weekend. I think he deserves a tribute video.
I think for his last start in Sugarland, Lance McCullers should get a tribute video from the Space Cowboys. Be like, thank you for all you've done. How many times you've put on this jersey the last couple of years?
One more time? Is that too much? From the 832, Justin Verlander shouldn't have the same amount of tribute videos as Miles Straw. Give Verlander three. Does Miles Straw get a tribute
video?
That's what
I'm saying. Montrezl Harrell got one from the Rockets. Like, what are we talking about? Give him two.
I know. From the 409, if he says he'll wear an Astros hat in the Hall of Fame, then give him another video. Oh, we're making this a trade?
Yeah, what, now we have trade wars with Justin Verlander?
From the 281, tribute videos are one of the dumbest things in professional sports today. What, showing another man you love him and love what he did for you is dumb now? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you're saying, 281 texter? Are you saying it would be gay for the Astros to give Justin Verlander a tribute video? That's what I read. And I don't like that. It's 2025. You can't do that. You can't do that. Showing another man you love what he did for you is what life is all about. Just because your dad never hugged you, texter, is no reason to not give Justin Verlander a second hug courtesy of a tribute video. Because that's basically like a hug in 2025. People don't like touching each other anymore. Because it's COVID and the germs and stuff.
Yeah.
Ebola and other things of that nature.
Monkeypox.
Ooh, that's true. Measles. Gotta watch out for measles.
Making a comeback. All those little kids.
Freaking San Marcos.
Doing too much hugging.
Yeah, and all those the San Marcos kids doing some hugging. If you get my drift. Well, I'm talking about the old hanky-panky.
Wasn't that at Twin Peaks?
It was.
You can't hug at Twin Peaks and not expect to catch something.
Right, exactly. I mean, well, here's the thing. Like, you can't hug at Twin Peaks anyway because security will escort you out. That's wrong. You can't do that. And do not follow them to the car. That's also wrong, okay? God, San Marcos. San Marcos has got to clean it up. You got to clean it up. We love you, but you're fun, but you're crazy, okay? Anyway, it's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Texter, what is going on? A great question. 713-780-3776 to call into text in. On the most interactive sports talk show in Houston, at what point would you consider panicking about the Astros' slow start offensively? Because it's been bad through four games. That's on the table. Stick around.
It's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Paul Gallant.
The Astros' offense could use some big pimping. They need to purchase things to make themselves better. Torpedo hats? That would be nice. Perhaps a little PED from time to time. Get the right masking agents, unlike Jurickson Profar. That would be nice. I am not above anything when it comes to getting the absolute most out of the Astros offense. But the question for you right now is, at what point is it okay to start freaking out about the Astros and the whole lack of doing anything at the plate thing? Which, in case you don't know, the numbers... 18 hits in four games, 8 runs in four games, 3 for 23 with runners in scoring position, 25 left on base, 3 extra base hits, the 26th best on-base percentage, the 28th best batting average, 28th in runs scored with those 8 runs. Zero steals, dead last. OPS, 29th. Slugging, dead last. Home runs, dead last. They're in third place. The Angels, weirdly, are in first. Could be worse, I guess. But it's been a rough start. And then the Astros were impatient last night, which made things even worse. Some comments on the Most Interactive Sports Talk Show in Houston. We were talking about a potential tribute video, another one, for Justin Verlander over this series between the Astros and Giants. Yeah. Why doesn't he get a second one? One of the most important Astros players ever. Do they win the World Series without bringing him in 2017? No. No.
No, they definitely don't.
I mean, they went from being fringe contenders to legitimate contenders when they made that move. They finally had an arm that you look at and you're like, whoa, damn.
Yeah, a guy who, when he starts game one of the World Series against Clayton Kershaw, you're like, this feels like an even matchup. And
you
know, it was.
That you
was
wouldn't have felt that with Dallas Keuchel. You did feel it with Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
You brought him in and the vibes shifted. And I want to shift the vibes at Daikin Park by giving Justin Verlander a second tribute video. A texter says, every half-ass decent player gets a tribute video. It's destroyed the point of them. And you know what? If I was talking about another baseball team, I'd probably say the same thing. Or if I was talking about the Rockets, I'd say the same thing. But right now, we need to bring the vibes up. And a Justin Verlander tribute video 2 years after the last Justin Verlander tribute video for his two separate stints with the Astros, I think it would bring the vibes up. And King of Twitch points out correctly, Martin Maldonado didn't get a tribute video. We haven't seen a Jose Abreu tribute video yet.
Well, he has to be on a team that plays.
Well, hey. I mean, you know, what if he's in the crowd one day?
Now that's a good idea. That's a good idea. Have people come back in the buy a ticket. And instead of honoring them by like handing them a plaque or whatever before the game, you just run a tribute video for thanks for the memories, XYZ. I like this. That way, also, you can, because I think we need to establish a hierarchy for tribute videos.
Interesting.
I think no matter what, guys get tribute videos now. We can we can like it, love it, whatever. Like Christian Vasquez, I'm not gonna fact check this. The backup catcher for the 2022 Astros, I think he got a tribute video.
Even
though he played half a season with the Astros.
He should have.
Yes. He got one.
Trey Mancini needs one.
He got one. Justin Verlander right now is sitting at one. I think the way to restore order in this is that these guys get one. These kind of role players get one. But Justin Verlander gets at least two or three.
Yeah.
And that's how you build a higher. And then after Jose Altuve retires and they retire his jersey number, I think this is where we come in with your mention of he can just, every time he's in the crowd, show a tribute video of Jose.
Yes.
Every time that Jose Altuve shows up to Daikin Park after he retires, there should be a 90-second long, oh my God, Jose Altuve was amazing.
Unlimited tribute videos. It would be really funny if he got season tickets. It would be every
just
single
81
time.
Of them. 81 of them.
81 tribute videos for Jose Altuve where Altuve in the crowd stands up and gives a tip of the hat to everybody.
Yeah.
Well, that would be awesome every single game.
They could show a different postseason home run for 25 different games.
Yeah.
They could just show one postseason home run on the billboard for 25 games.
And here's what this texter is missing. I mean, what about the people who didn't go to Daikin Park last night? You can't go to every single game. So what's
exactly
wrong with multiple tribute videos for Justin Verlander?
Exactly. That's what they do when they give out the replica rings.
Yeah.
They do 17 nights a year, you get the replica rings.
So why can't we get 17 tribute videos? Unless the Astros just don't care about people.
Every time they walks back into the stadium, Justin Verlander. By the way, thanks again. Tribute video time.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want. By the way, speaking of tribute videos, when Dylan Brooks gets his tribute video from the Houston Rockets, which he will at some point, hopefully after an NBA championship. Do you think that they will show a clip that's going viral of LeBron James trying to back down Dylan Brooks. So,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie, and I'm just going to retweet this. This was posted by, why is this music playing in the background? This is making it very sexual. But this was posted by LMAC. LMAC 1326. It's LeBron James backing down Dylan Brooks. And LeBron is really backing him down. And let's just say Dylan Brooks is retaliating with his pelvis.
Yeah, he's backing him down, too.
This is a lot.
Yeah, it's like when the Utah Jazz played defense against James Harden in the playoffs, and it looked like, you know, it was a different positioning than we're used to.
This looks like a frat party dance floor, guys.
Yes. Yes, this is.
Can I retweet this?
Yeah. It's a local sports story.
Should I retweet it with hashtag interesting? Or should I just retweet it?
I think it is interesting. I think it's interesting. But I don't know. People might perceive that as stealing someone's bit.
That's true.
What's wrong with Dylan Brooks' pelvis? Maybe that's the bit you steal instead.
It was very loose last night, that's for sure. 713-780-3776 to call into Texan for the 409. Should Verlander get a tribute video each time he walks to the mound? Yes, but here's the problem. The Giants aren't going to play the Astros again this regular season at Daikin Park. So this might be the only opportunity for a Verlander tribute video. You see? That's why we want the Verlander tribute video today. Anyway, guys. Sean Mapes behind the glass and Paul Gallant. The Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in town. Lakers beat the Rockets last night, 104-98. Are you feeling any differently about the Rockets after that? And the Astros lost to the Giants 7-2 in another game where the offense no-showed. At what point is it acceptable to panic about the lack of Astros offense? It's the Paul Gallant Show, most interactive sports talk show in Houston. Stick around.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's the Paul Gallant Show
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Last chance to dance. Paul Gallant Show, host interactive sports talk show in Houston. 713-780-3776 to call into Texton. On YouTube at ESPN Houston, on Twitch at ESPN 975. Justin Verlander did not get a tribute last night at Daikin Park. And it just has me wondering, why? Why won't the Astros show one of their heroes the love that they deserve? Do you get an interesting Twitch comment from King of Twitch? He says that Justin Verlander has a great tribute video online. Want a link? Huh. I don't think I've seen that before. Now, do I look this up? Because I'm pretty sure I know that King of Twitch is not referencing something that took place at Daikin Park. I'm pretty sure that he is referencing potential leaks from something that you might know as the happening minus H plus F.
Oh, they're videos? I thought those were just pictures.
I thought it was just a couple of pictures, yeah. But we appreciate the attempt at humor by King of Twitch. Not the same as a tribute video for Justin Verlander. There's two more days, Astros interns. You can't put one together. Come on.
I mean, honestly, you could just like grab some of the first one, then slap together a couple more highlights, and boom.
Won't take that long. There's only a couple of starts from his second stint with the Astros to look through for highlights from,
yeah,
you know?
Just add some 2022 highlights. Boom. You're done. Have him holding the trophy against the Phillies. There you go.
All Astros fans would prefer that to another half inning with the marketing manager stepping in, talking about the meaning of the new uniforms, which both Kevin Eschenfelder and Brian Bogusevic wore on last night's Astros broadcast. Some people are dumping on that. No, I like it.
Got to move product.
Adults can wear jerseys too, and those unis are nice. I got to say, though, and I know that during the Tequila Sunrise days that the Astros had a hat that was an A with a little bit of that Tequila Sunrise flair coming out of it. Why didn't they make it an H logo then? Because it's weird that the Space City jerseys that they are wearing has an A on the top. In a baseball world without the Arizona Diamondbacks, it makes sense. But I see that A, and I see that sunrise that looks a lot like Arizona's state flag, and I think Arizona Diamondbacks. I think Arizona. I see an A, I don't think Astros. Put a star up there. You don't need, you should never have, in fact, a letter logo for the first letter of your team nickname. It's only for the cities. This is how it should work. H on the hat for Houston. That makes sense. An A for Astros? Unless you're the Oakland A's, where that is literally their entire nickname. To me, it makes no sense. Put up a star. Put up the cool 90s star that you have on the jersey on the hat. It is a nitpick, and I get that during the Tequila Sunrise days, they had a hat that looked like that to a degree. F that, put an H up there and give it all the motion that that A has, or just put a star up there.
Know what I thought it was? I thought it was because on the jersey, it just says Stros.
So it's to complete the
and
word.
The A, and then Stros.
Maybe it is.
That's what I thought at first. I was just like, oh, is it an A because they didn't put an A on the actual jerseys?
I'm with you there.
Because they're young and hip and calling them the Stros. Are they going to wear their hat backwards too?
These kids these
days.
Sit
in a chair backwards? Let's have a rap sesh. Talk about the Stros.
I do agree with fake Tony Stark. We should bring back the fake, the A's hose, Astros hats, the Ashos.
Ashos, yeah.
That they had, and the Tatas ones. I agree with that. Another texter.
That'd be a great alternate uniform night.
It would.
Wear these terrible
hats. It would be
funny
with those hats.
Yeah.
Another comment. This is from GD Mofo. Why not just do the throwbacks instead of the City Connect? I agree with that. It's crazy that they do not wear the Tequila Sunrise jerseys.
Because you already sell throwbacks and you don't sell
but they don't
City Connects.
But I guess.
that's why. It's so you buy a third jersey.
I guess. That makes sense. Because people are going to buy the Tequila Sunrise.
That's the reason they went away from the old City Connects. Okay. Every 3 years, they're going to make you buy a new one.
Okay. Well, I get that does make sense.
It's just.
That still sucks, but I get it.
Capitalism. That's all it is.
All right, guys, time for a little garbage time.
Oh, I love trash.
Garbage time.
It's garbage.
Starts now.
Ah, I'm the trash man.
This is garbage.
To begin garbage time, has this ever happened to you? UFC fighter Lupi Godinez? She's a lady. Had a problem at UFC over the weekend.
You're doing amazing. You got one more round. You got 5 minutes. You do this all day. Here's your mouth guard. You do this all day. 5 minutes. You can kill it in 5 minutes, okay? You got 5 minutes left. Be smart.
She was in the corner, and she had to poop. Holy bleep. I need to poop. It's a very wild thing to be caught on microphone, and would you be able to hold it for 5 minutes if you are fighting?
Yeah, not like... Well,
and your trainers are telling you, hey, you just got to hang in there for 5 more minutes. I think you'd be very likely, especially if you get knocked out, to accidentally soil yourself. That is a terrible spot. Because if you get choked out, it's coming out. And also, I imagine if you strain while on the ground of UFC, it's a possibility that it's going to happen there, too.
Grappling would be tough.
Oof.
Yeah, we've all have been in that spot, like, I mean, probably most of all while sitting in a car or something.
Where it's that's rough.
It's been a while.
Holy bleep, I need to poop.
It's been a while since I've had a holy bleep, I need to poop moment in my car.
But have you had one, like, as you're doing an athletic activity? Like,
no.
As you're running or something?
I can't think of the last time while in the midst of playing a sport that I've had to go. Like, every now and then at the gym, but it's been very rare that it's even happened at the gym.
Yeah.
It happened in the middle of a fight? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Grappling would be tough. Grappling would be so tough. You could just, there's so many different ways. I mean, even like when they do a takedown, it's just like your back hits the thing.
Oh, no. Yeah, that would be fun. Continuing in garbage time. You see this? Hear about this? So I don't know why this guy went viral for an interview that he did with an attractive reporter who was weirdly holding the microphone with two hands and didn't seem to be very good at what she did, but she was a strong, powerful, independent woman. Bennett Anderson. For the Florida Gators, was their team manager. Did you know that he led his intramural basketball team to 3 campus championships while being their team manager? And then he made the roster as a walk-on. And then in their win over Maryland, he subbed in and hit a shot. And I think he scored also, or he at least played, because Florida won by a lot. Didn't he play also? Hang on. They're playing Texas Tech. That game was close. My bad. He didn't play
in the
Elite
8.
Didn't play in the Elite 8, though.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I mean, it does kind of go to show you that, like, the guys that are super good at basketball that, like, you could know, like, you could play intramurals against this kid, and he's, like, so good. And then when he's on a real college basketball team, it's like, yeah, he's the walk-on who it's, like, cute when he gets the shoot.
Love it.
And it's like, that's how far away normal people are from, like, even what we watch in college basketball. Where it's like the best player in intramural Florida history, like, barely plays for this team.
But he does play.
He does play.
And he got 2
and
points.
He gets interviewed.
He does.
It was an awkward setup because also he was sitting down, but she was standing up. It was such a weird interview.
Give that guy NIL money, not Amir Khan.
I hope he does. I hope he.
Me too.
Especially because they made a Final Four. Like, come on. Give this guy, I don't know, 10 grand. Just give him some beer money. I don't know if he's old. He's 1-3. Yeah, he's old enough to drink.
I would hope so. He's Sean Mapes. Big thanks to him. Big thanks to our texters, Twitchers, YouTubers, and callers, and everyone else who listened. I'm merely Paul Gallant. So long. Farewell. Have yourselves a wonderful Tuesday. The Killer Bees are next. Peace.